Welcome, everybody. We are holding this press conference so that you have a chance to talk to us, ask some questions. You know the story. I asked Mr. Corbyn Wan to facilitate the process to have the 4G come to a consensus on a leader for the team, and they have settled on Mr. Lawrence Wong, and it has been endorsed by the ministers as well as by the PAP MP. So today I have Boon Wan as well as Lawrence here to tell you how it has happened and also to answer some of your questions. So perhaps I start with Boon Wan.
Yeah, thank you, PM. As you heard, PM asked me to oversee the process of finding a successor to PM by taking soundings individually among the cabinet ministers, the speaker and SecGen NTUC, excluding PM and the two SMs, and facilitate a consensus outcome. He stressed that we approach this choice in the right spirit. We are trying to make a very consequential choice who will be best able to unite the team, make the most of the different strengths of the ministers, provide the leadership to both the team and to Singapore, and give ourselves the best chance of continuing to succeed. PM told me that my task was not only to ascertain who has the strongest support from the ministers, but to do so in such a way as to foster a consensus and bring the team together. I therefore took a team-building approach to facilitate forthright and candid discussions of each potential candidate's strengths and weaknesses. Our overriding objective is to promote unity and to ensure a strong 4G team to lead Singapore forward. After the budget and COS, I interviewed the stakeholders individually for their views on their preferred choice other than themselves, and asked them to rank the potential candidates in order of their preference. At each interview, I took the stakeholders through the key political leadership attributes to encourage them to make a considered and dispassionate decision. The stakeholders were candid in their assessments. They were emphatic in wanting to pick the candidate with unquestionable commitment to Singapore, who inspires trust both from Singaporeans and among his team of office holders and MPs, who has the backs of his colleagues and is most able to unite them to serve the nation. These are character attributes which are hard to measure and yet crucial in ensuring the success of the team and task of Singapore. Assessing them requires the stakeholders' judgment and insights through years of working closely together. To the question, who will they choose as their leader based on their overall assessment, bearing in mind the need for the leader to bring others together and to win elections? 15 of the 19 stakeholders chose Minister Lawrence Wong as their preferred leader. This is an overwhelming majority of 79%, way above the traditional supermajority benchmark of 2/3. I reported these findings to the ministers and the PAP MPs on Thursday, and they all collectively endorsed the choice of Minister Lawrence Wong as the leader of the 4G team.
Thank you, Boon Wan. Lawrence?
Thank you, PM. Throughout my life, I've never hankered for post, position, or power. I've always been realistic about my own abilities and strengths. My philosophy in life, instilled by my parents from young, is that whatever task I'm assigned, I will give of my best. And if my best falls short, as it surely will from time to time, I try to learn and I strive to improve and do better. So I have never gone out looking for work, additional work, but somehow the work finds me. And over the last 25 years in public service, my duties and responsibilities have kept on growing. It's like what happened 2 years ago when I was in MND then, and DPM called me out of the blue. He asked, have you heard about the virus in Wuhan? And before I knew it, I was co-chairing the MTF with Gan Kim Yong. Now I will be taking on what would possibly be the biggest responsibility of my life. I am under no illusions about the demands of the job. It will get more challenging with greater political contestation and the growing desire for diversity in Parliament. And as PM said in Parliament recently, we do not assume that the PAP will win the next general election. Every GE from now on will be about which party will form the government, not just how many seats the opposition wins or what percentage of the votes the ruling party gets. Knowing full well that we will have to earn the right of leadership, I will continue with the same principles that have guided me all these years, which is to give of my best, to engage and listen, and to learn and improve continually. And as I have repeatedly emphasized, leadership and political leadership is never about one person. It's always about the entire team. Even a giant like Mr. Lee Kuan Yew had a team. The same was true for Mr. Goh Chok Tong, and now PM Lee. He has SM Teo, SM Tharman, and many others. So much more the case will be with me. I need each and every one of the 4G team, the ministers, the SMSs, the MOSs, the PALSECs, and the MPs. As a team, we've worked together to fight COVID this past 2 years. We've gelled and grown closer together as a team. I believe we have strengthened our bonds with Singaporeans too through this crisis of a generation. And the bonds among Singaporeans have also been strengthened by the crisis. In some societies, the crisis depleted social capital and weakened political trust. In Singapore, I think we have dealt with the crisis in such a way as to add to our social capital and strengthen political trust. And I am very grateful for that. But beyond this crisis, there will be many more challenges ahead of us, especially as we enter a more complex, volatile and unpredictable world. We need to get through this pandemic and the pressing economic challenges we are facing today. And we must work hard to build a better Singapore tomorrow. We can overcome all of these challenges only as a strong and united team with a single-minded focus to serve Singapore and Singaporeans. And that's why I value the contributions from everyone in the team, including our broader team of hardworking and dedicated party activists. I look forward to bringing in more people to join our cause, to contribute in different ways and help strengthen our team. And of course, I will continue to benefit from the advice and guidance of our seniors, especially PM and our two SMs. I look forward to working closely with everyone to take the PAP and Singapore forward and to earn the trust and support of each and every Singaporean. Let me just say a few words in Mandarin too. 我非常感激总理和团队给我的信任和支持。作为第四代团队领导是很重要的责任，我一定会全力以赴做好这份工作。 我们也会秉持一路以来的信念，各尽所能做到最好。我知道每个群体、每个阶层的国人都有不同的体验和期望，所以我们会继续听取大家的意见，不断学习和进步。建国以来，新加坡的政治领导强调的是团队，而不是个人。在过去两年里， 第四代领导们一起对抗疫情，建立起了非常好的默契和更强的凝聚力。接下来，我们会全心全意地为国家和国人服务，为新加坡和新加坡人做出贡献。在我们面前的挑战， 还很多，但我相信只要政府和人民团结一心，一定可以披荆斩棘，为新加坡打造更美好的未来。最后呢，我期待和大家紧密合作，带领新加坡向前迈进，并且也将努力赢得国人的信任和支持。谢谢。
Thank you, Minister. We'll now begin the Q&A portion. Just a reminder to our editors, when you speak, you may remove your mask. May I now first call upon Yong Mei from Zhao Bao? The mic will come to you.
Good morning, PM.
Morning, Yong Mei.
Mr. Wong.
Morning.
Mr. Kaw. I have two questions, and may I ask the first question in Mandarin? 我国建国历史只有50多年，准备领导层 换班也就两三次，我们参考前例都是由同一代的主要部长之间自己协调选出同才之首。这一次您委托了这个已经卸任的许文远部长来促成这项共识，而且征询的不只是同一代部长的意见，还有所有其他内阁部长的意见。是什么原因让您做出这样的改变？协调的结果 是绝大多数的受询者选择是一致的。对于这个结果，您有什么看法？
I will ask my second question in English. It has been almost a tradition for the next generation's leaders to choose the first among equals by themselves. This time round, you ask a senior ex-minister, Mr. Kaw Boon Wan, to organize the process. Why Mr. Kaw?
我先回答你华文的问题。 在任何一个组织或者团队里，领导人的接班问题都必须慎重处理。去年年底抗疫工作进展顺利，疫情开始稳定下来，我就提醒了第四代领导，推选领导人的过程不可以无限期的拖延下去。 我和几位部长讨论了我们应该如何处理这件事情。新加坡第四代领导班子将由谁来领军，是值得我们深思熟虑的。这个领导人要能够带领新加坡，并具备凝聚团队的能力，让团员能够相辅相成，发挥所长，共同把国家治理好。 同时，领导人也必须能够带领国人为新加坡的未来齐心奋斗、克服万难。我跟几位部长们商量之后，我们得到的结论是这样的：如果有一位大家都信任的党内资深领导人单独与各位部长见面，聆听大家的意见， 部长们便可以更坦诚而且放心地分享各自的看法、顾虑以及心目中的人选。这个方式将比较稳当、比较深入，而选出来的领导呢，也更能体现大家最真实的选择。因此，我就委托了许文远会见每一位内阁部长，除了我以及两位资政以外， 来处理这件事情，所以不是所有的部长，因为我跟两位资政没有参与这个过程。许文远是行动党前主席，他认识每一位内阁成员，也深得大家的信任，所以他最适合执行这项任务。我告诉许文远，他的任务不仅是帮助部长们达成共识，清楚地选出一位领袖， 他也得鼓励第四代领导团队仔细思考，做出客观的、理智的顾全大局的决定，并且在这个过程中拉近领导团队之间的关系。所以今年3月预算案通过之后，许文远就开始会见各位部长。我从美国访问回来之后，许文远就向我反映了 团队已经达到广泛共识，而且对心目中的人选意见一致。许文远然后向部长们报告了他的结论，得到部长们 一致的赞同。人民行动党全体议员也非常支持，表达了黄顺才是他们的选择。接班人的事情终于尘埃落定了。我对这次的流程和结局很满意，我很感谢许文远帮了我们一大忙，完成了这个重要的任务。
I was summarizing in Mandarin just now the process and the history leading us to this point over the last few months, how we made the decision on the process, how it unfolded and the outcome and my assessment. Yongmei's other question is why we ask somebody to mediate the process this time. I think that fundamentally we are looking to bring everybody together and reach a choice of a new leader in a way which fosters consensus and trust and helps a new leader to consolidate his standing and build his team and build his ability to lead Singapore forward. In the previous occasions, we have done it in various ways. With Mr. Goh Chok Tong, a small group of us met after the 1984 elections. There was five or six ministers at most, very informally, and made the decision. In the case of myself, Mr. Wong Kan Sing chaired a group of ministers, hosted lunch, and we settled it over lunch. I think it was. And we all, I was very moved that everybody felt it was a straightforward matter, and then we came to a conclusion very quickly. This is the third time we are doing it. Last year, Mr. Heng Swee-kiat, after having been selected, decided to step aside. The ministers told me they needed a bit more time in order to settle the matter. So I said, yes, let's get COVID done first. After COVID was coming under control, I decided that this thing cannot wait. I mean, the time is passing. We have to settle the matter. The uncertainty is not good. So last year, towards the end of the year, I told the ministers, and I said at the party convention, that now that COVID is coming under control, we have to deal with this matter. And we discussed with some of the ministers what would be a good way to do it, and to do it in a more systematic, thorough and way which encourages candor and introspection and objectivity, yet without impairing mutual relations and trust amongst the team. People must be able to speak honestly, to express their view of the strengths and weaknesses of the different potential candidates, and speak frankly. What do they worry about? What do they feel comfortable about? Whom they would like to support? But do it in such a way that the views can be put together. If there are different views, well, if there are different concerns and different views and different concerns, then the concerns can be surfaced without it being a personalized, I like you, I don't like you matter. And then people can think it over again and maybe reconsider their conclusion. But we want you to be in a collected, dispassionate, almost zen state of mind when you say, I think for Singapore, this is the best choice. Putting aside personal preferences, ambitions, and biases. And we felt that a more systematic way of doing this, rather than all sit down and then we nod our heads politely,
is to have a process, and we concluded that Mr. Koh Boon Wan is the best person to lead the process. I spoke to Mr. Koh Boon Wan to ask him to take on this responsibility. He listened to it. He knew it was something which he could not decline to do. It's a very heavy responsibility. And he thought over how he would approach this process, and he talked to each one of the stakeholders individually. The stakeholders, meaning the ministers, excluding me and the two SMs, and plus Ng Chee Meng in NTUC and Tan Chuan Jin, speaker. NTUC, because he was part, because NTUC is important, and Ng Chee Meng was involved in the previous decision which settled on Mr. Heng Swee Keat, and Tan Chuan Jin, because he also was involved in the previous decision and is now speaker. And the process proceeded after the budget, took about a month, and it has brought us here today. I think it's a different way of doing it. It worked. Next time, we will have to see how we can, whether we do it this way or we can improve it further. But I think we take it one step at a time, and it has worked well for us.
Thank you, PM. Now I call upon Warren from Straits Times. The mic's coming to you.
Good morning.
Hi, morning, Warren.
PM, a question for you. You've been saying for some time that you wanted to have the political succession process settled by the time you turned 70. And now that we've got the process back on track, perhaps you could tell us what, in your mind, the timeline for the transition looks like. And specifically, do you see the handover happening before the general election so that the team seeks its own mandate? Or do you see yourself leading the team into the PAP team into the next election?
We'll do this carefully and deliberately. I'm already 70, and I'm looking forward to handing over to Lawrence once he's ready. This settling of the succession, we've already taken a very important step in the leadership renewal. One factor to take into account in when to do the transition will be the next general election, which will be due by 2025. I will discuss with Lawrence, and we will decide later what's the best strategy for us to fight the next general election, whether for me to hand over to him first. He consolidates, he leads into the next election. It's clearly the 4G team and will be in charge after the next election. Or I go into the next election leading the PAP, fight the next election, win, and if we win, after that, Lawrence takes over, and then the 4G team goes forward. It will depend on how things evolve. It's something which we will decide later on. But either way, our plan is for Lawrence to be the next PM if the PAP wins the next GE. And that has been settled. And the reaction from the public over the last 2 days shows that I think many people are happy we've taken this decision and are happy with the decision.
Thank you, PM. The next question, I understand, is from Walter from CNA.
PM, you spoke a little bit about the process and how it's been different for Mr. Goh Chok Tong, for yourselves. Can I take us back to the selection for DPM Heng Swee Keat when he was chosen as party? And at that point in time, a broader consensus was sought. The SMSs, the MOSs, they were all drawn into the process. Could you walk us through why this time round you chose to keep it to just the cabinet, the full ministers, and not involve the larger group?
I think essentially the key team for the Prime Minister is his cabinet. And he will have tighter core groups within the cabinet who deal with, who work most closely with the PM. But the cabinet as a whole, that is the PM's governing team.
And the PM is in the cabinet, the primus inter pares. He's first amongst equals. They have collective responsibility for governing Singapore, which means that the PM must have the full support of his peers in cabinet, because otherwise the government cannot function. I explained to you how with the 2G ministers, it was basically a small group of ministers who made the decision. With the 2G succession. With a 3G succession, it was a bit bigger group of ministers, but it was not all the ministers who made the decision. With 3G, with the 4G, with Mr. Heng Swee-Keat, Mr. Heng decided to go for a more inclusive process, and after the ministers had decided on him, he wanted to talk to the MOSs and the other office holders as well to get their support before going to the caucus of MPs. But in our case, we did the ministers because that is the group which has collective responsibility. And after the ministers, we went to the MPs, including the ministers of state and the PALSECs and the other office holders, and they also supported the choice. And of course, I and the two senior ministers have also strongly supported the choice. So I think it's a variation in process, but the essential thing is the Prime Minister and his cabinet ministers must have absolute trust and confidence in one another and must support one another. Support the leader, support the team, work together, and they are one. It is not like that in many countries. The form is the same. The actual workings of it are very exciting. And I think in Singapore, the more we can maintain the way we have done things in cabinet, I think the better it is for Singapore.
Thank you, PM. May I call upon Saad from Berita Harian?
Good morning, PM, Mr. Lawrence.
Morning, Saad.
I have a question for Mr. Kaur. Mr. Kaur, would you be able to share details into how the voting process, the results, the outcome, and then in terms of the ranking for the respective ministers? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Saad. Also, Selamat Berpuasa. As you heard, I asked the stakeholders to name their choices other than themselves and to rank them. 15 of the 19 stakeholders chose Lawrence as their preferred leader. None of the others named garnered more than 2 votes. The interviews were carried out over 3 weeks. Each interview took up to an hour. The stakeholders were very candid, and in turn, I assured them of full confidentiality. Only overall results and anonymized findings were shared, and even then on an as-need basis. Now that we have a clear outcome, there is really no need for me to discuss who was the second or the third choice. Suffice to say that Lawrence was the first choice of an overwhelming majority. And when I reported and presented these findings to Cabinet on Thursday, all collectively endorsed the decision to have Lawrence Wong lead the 4G team, as did the PAP MPs at the party caucus later on. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Kaur. May I invite Chim Kang from Channel 8 News?
Morning, all. I have a question for Mr. Lawrence Wong. I would like to hear your thoughts and views on the 4G team. How is the team working together, especially for the past 1 year, and what are the strengths and weaknesses? Thank you.
Thank you, Ching Kang. Leadership is fundamentally about the team. Everyone in the team brings with them their unique capabilities and strengths. So, for example, some of us in the team come from the public sector and we have more exposure with regard to policy work. Others come from the private sector and they contribute different perspectives and ideas. I value this diversity in our team greatly. And you see this not just in the 4G team, but also in our team of elected MPs. They have their own constituencies, but they champion a range of important causes and issues. So, collectively, we have a strong team, and I will continue to work on strengthening the team. And amidst this diversity, in the end, it's about all of us working together, as Chim Kang, you have rightly said, reinforcing and supporting one another as a team. It's never about one person. It's about what we can deliver together as a team. And the good thing is that we have been working more closely together, especially over the past 2 years. But in fact, many of us have been working together for more than a decade in politics. So whether it is on party matters, on the SG Green Plan, on women's development, or COVID-19, we have come to know one another's strengths better, grow our confidence and trust in each other, and understand better how we can complement each other. And as leader of the team, I will do my best to ensure that the contributions from the entire team will be greater than the sum of the individual parts. That's how the team must work, that we synergize and the overall contributions is greater than just the adding up of each individual contribution. And as I said just now about my own philosophy, where we fall short, we will strive to learn and improve and keep on doing better. So this is what Singaporeans can expect from me and my team, that collectively we will always do our best for our people and our nation.
Thank you, Minister. And now I invite Mr. Krishnan from Tamil Murasu.
Good morning, Prime Minister Lee, Mr. Koh, Minister Wong.
Morning.
Morning.
This question is to the PM. Previously, when Mr. Heng Swee Keat was chosen to lead the 4G team, Mr. Chan Chun Sing was chosen as his deputy. This time round, will there be a deputy later or will he be chosen?
We've done it different ways. In the case of Mr. Goh Chok Tong, the 2G, we had Mr. Goh Chok Tong as one DPM, clearly identified as the successor and at the same time supported by Mr. Ong Teng Cheong, who was second DPM. In my case, the ministers settled on me, and later on I appointed deputy prime ministers, a series of them. In the case of Mr. Heng Swee Keat and Mr. Chan Chun Sing, on that occasion, the ministers who caucus, who were involved, thought that they wanted to have a pairing and that that would be the best choice. In this case, the exercise was to choose the leader of the 4G team. It was not to choose his deputy. It was not to choose a 5G leader. Therefore, there was no decision made on the deputy, and in due course, Lawrence will decide who will be his deputy and who will be in his core team. And I hope he and his colleagues will work hard to identify and induct more promising leaders into the team to build up the 5G team for Singapore. In choosing a leader, we're always looking for somebody who can bring the team together to get the best out of each team member. And especially this time, I advise the ministers that this should be a major consideration in choosing the next leader. The world is getting more complicated. Our challenges are getting more, are getting greater and more multifarious. Our internal politics is also evolving, and you must maximize the abilities and the experiences and the instincts of people from a wide range of backgrounds and get them to work together so that you have an outstanding result which no single person can deliver. It's always been like that, but much more so now. Even with Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, he had a core team of ministers who helped him achieve many of the things which Singapore did. Dr. Goh Keng Swee, Mr. Rajaratnam, Lim Kim San. Without them, much less would have been done. Mr. Goh Chok Tong had a strong team too, and I have greatly benefited from my ministers in cabinet, and I think it will be even more so with Lawrence. Lawrence has already emphasized the importance of teamwork amongst the ministers. To be effective as a PM, he must be able to trust and rely on his ministers, and his ministers must also be team players, supporting the PM, their PM, and supporting the team. And they all have to help the team to score goals collectively for Singapore. So if it means passing the ball to somebody else who can head it in, you must be willing to do that. And that's how the team has to work. And that's how Singapore cabinets have worked and been able to deliver results. And as I noted just now in passing, that's not how all other cabinets in the world work. And the rivalries and internal politics that you read about and occupy the political pages of their newspapers and make it even into our newspapers. I mean, these destructive dynamics, all these years we have avoided them, and that's been a very important factor in the PAP's success and in Singapore's success. And for Singapore's sake, we must ensure that the PAP government always continues to work like this.
Thank you, PM. Now I invite Warren. You have another question?
Thank you. It's a follow-up question to the one that was asked earlier for Minister Wong. You've spoken about building on the work of the 4G team, which you've already been doing for the past few years. But could you say a bit about what you see as some of the challenges or priorities that the 4G will have to address the concerns and the aspirations of a younger generation of Singaporeans?
Sure. Thanks for the question, Warren. As ESM said in his Facebook post, I think we have our work cut out for us. There are many challenges ahead of us. There are some more pressing and immediate ones. The pandemic is not over. We have to get through it. There are considerable economic challenges to tackle arising from the war in Ukraine, not least the threat of higher and more persistent inflation and weaker growth. But beyond these immediate issues, we also need to look over the horizon. There are going to be more challenges in the coming years as we enter this new, uncertain, volatile environment. I spoke about them in the budget this year, and I shared how we have to work hard to better position Singapore for this post-pandemic future. And in the budget, I said that the measures we are taking this year in the budget are a first step in a multi-year plan to renew and strengthen our social compact for this new future. So I've been discussing with other 4G ministers, even before this process, because in preparing for the budget, we had already been discussing these issues, and we have some ideas on what additional steps we might want to take. We do intend to engage the public later on, and comprehensively review our policies to see what needs to be adjusted and improved. So this will be a major agenda for the 4G team. But beyond that, we will, as a team, continue to work hard to win the trust and support of every Singaporean, to create bonds and connect with them, and to develop new ideas that will resonate with Singaporeans and especially with a new generation of Singaporeans. I fully recognize the growing diversity of experiences and perspectives amongst Singaporeans. And I would like every Singaporean to know and feel that they will always have a stake in our society, even as we chart our new way forward together. And as leader of the team, that will be the approach, the attitude, and the spirit I adopt.
Thank you, Minister. And Walter from CNA.
My question is actually for Minister Lawrence. PM described how when he was selected, it was a unanimous choice of his peers. In your case, it's been an overwhelming majority. Do you feel any pressure of bringing the team together, given that four of the group didn't pick you as the leader? And beyond that, for the broader electorate, do you feel that as you start writing that next chapter of the Singapore story, you need to seek a mandate from the people sooner rather than later, perhaps? And is there a time frame to that? I mean, are we looking at a GE 1 year from now?
Thank you, Walter.
You surely don't expect an answer, right? Go ahead, Lawrence.
I understand why you're asking the question. On the first part of the question, while it is an overwhelming majority in the first instance, as Boon Wan mentioned just now, when this was presented both to Cabinet and the caucus, everyone unanimously at that stage agreed and supported the choice. So in that regard, I don't feel the pressure. And as I had said, I am humbled and grateful for the support that everyone has given to me. But I also am fully aware that the mandate ultimately comes from the people. And I do not take that for granted. We all know when the next GE must be held. PM just talked about it just now. So in due course, we will discuss, we will work out our strategy to fight the GE, and we will work hard to fight for the privilege to serve the people of Singapore in government. But for now, I will need time to consolidate, to discuss with the team, to see what next steps we might take, how we would like to organize ourselves to tackle all the pressing challenges that I mentioned just now. I'm fully aware that PM would like to hand over to me as soon as I'm ready. He has said this to you, he has said this to me more than once. I will bear that in mind as I embark on my new responsibilities. And I would say this is also the value of our approach to leadership succession, which is that when we seek to renew the mandate, we do so with the strongest possible team, the strongest possible team that is ready to take on the mantle of leadership. And that's how we ensure continuity and stability in our system. So I will certainly let the Prime Minister know when I'm ready. And I am also very sure that before too long, he will be reminding me and chasing me for a response. And I will do so in due course.
And we'll call you and tell you.
Thank you, Minister.